Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up, Eve? Hey, who was supposed to go on this Tucker felt?
I don't know. I'm just, give me a sec. Oh, shit, hang on. I'm doing too many things at once.
I just thought you might know offhand, but
I didn't. But let me hold on. Let me just give me a second. We've got nobody, and you wouldn't believe the amount of. Let me just see what's in the trouble service history. Then they want to cancel a line. Who the hell knows? All right, 1221, other. Let me just see. That's it. Doesn't say anything. The one prior to that, it was back in October. And that was an email thing, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Hey, did anyone ever go on the conference center?
Not yet, and it's due today. Because it was, they said it would be all right to do today. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so I don't know who I'm going to give that to. Either you or Barry. I just slipped Barry one, and I slipped you one. And I want to see, hopefully people are going to cancel service orders. I'm praying.
Cancel service orders? What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe it's too cold. They forgot that they were having them. This way we can get some troubles done.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was hoping, hey.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well. But, yeah, the conference center
what a shit show Saturday.
What happened?
I had three jobs scheduled. This guy, my first ticket install was up in Highland Lakes, which we already told him we couldn't do it two or three times because of no light. Tiffany insisted there was light at the MST. Guess what? I show up in a snowstorm, and then I have to go up the ladder to verify there's no light on the MST and to tell him for the third or fourth time.
Oh, my God.
It's a fucking absolute joke. And I got two installs now that the renders aren't even signed off.
Render is when they run the outside fiber, right?
Yeah, when they run the loop to the house.
The loop. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it won't be done.
Yeah, well, then they expect me to fucking run, you know, a 600-foot loop.
Oh, I thought if it's not done, then it's just like, hey, it's not done. You got to wait till it gets done. They're going to make you do it. Oh.
No, because, you know, someone's supposed to be out there before and making sure that they are done. But then guess who it comes down on? Us.
Damn it.
The installers all the time.
That sucks.
So
I ripped Marie and Rob a new one on Saturday.
Oh, tell me.
No, I fucking said, you know what? This is absolute bullshit, and this is the problem that things aren't checked. If we tell a customer we're coming out there after the third or fourth time to do this install, we better damn well know that it's ready to go. No questions asked. And I was like, and then to turn around and say that you're going to do mandatory overtime on us because
oh,
of,
what?
This is ridiculous.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought
because,
it was just like, you can
company,
if you want to on Saturdays. Get the fuck out of here. Is that even legal? Can they do that?
No, that's just overtime. That's not mandatory overtime.
No, I know that. But
she's talking about doing mandatory overtime. I was like, that's not my fucking fault that you overbook installers, and then we don't take care of any of the legacy, and then you pour that down on the fucking on the call guy.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
Right.
And mm-hmm. that's when the fucking when Mark should step in too. Because hey, we got two engineers that are on vacation right now, but yet they're denying other people's personal time and vacation time. What the fuck is that all about?
I know.
That's bullshit.
That is absolute bullshit.
And listen, I'm not complaining. I am, but I ain't, because they did give me the day off for Jenna's surgery and stuff.
Yeah, but Pete, do you hear what you're saying? You're saying like you're grateful when that's your time to take. Their lack of staff is not your problem.
Right.
But because,
and, you know,
but
what?
Because we're all friends and everything like that, we feel a little bit guilty. I know I do. But technically speaking, come on.
Yeah, well, no, it's, you're just doing your job. But, you know, it's when John Lowry and John O'Neill left, there should have been two more hires.
Yeah.
Or at least one more. I mean, that's just, I don't know. To me, mandatory overtime is a direct result of bad
management. Planning. Yeah, poor planning.
Yep.
Quickie question. Did you save that guy on Lounsbury Hollow? Van Truen or something? Because it's just like I got his port order at my route.
What about it?
You finished it on the MBS side, right?
What do you mean Lounsbury Hollow?
Do you remember, wasn't that guy's name where you had to go back and it wasn't done? Because I got the email that Trisha said.
Whoa. That was,
Yeah, isn't it Van Truden or something like that?
Yeah, Raymond, right?
No, I got Cliff and Linda. Maybe this is somebody else.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Cliff and Linda? No, I have no idea.
The name looked kind of familiar. It started with a V, so probably not. Because Trisha said that you got that other guy up and running.
Yeah, that was the Raymond. Ray something.
Raymond,
on,
yeah. Here we go.
Disabled.
He is the man, and Raymond is up and running as of yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Vanderbush. Vanderbush, that's what it was.
Yep. Yeah, so.
Alrighty.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to.
Is Rob here today? Not that he does a thing for me.
Yeah, he's here. This dude, okay. He's like, literally, he started and was thrown right into the fucking
boiling
pot.
I know I have to remember that, but didn't somebody shadow him just a little bit to show him what you do? Or is there no plan of attack?
I don't know.
All right. If he wants a secretary that doesn't have to go out on the road, I'll be it. You tell him that, okay?
Yep. I will.
All right. See, I'll talk to you a little. Yes.
This is a little bit of sad news. I don't know if you knew, but Dale passed away.
Yes, I did. Actually, Marie told me that, so that's very sad. I had talked to him actually a little before Thanksgiving, and I was telling her, for whatever reason, he said, yep, his daughter's coming to pick him up. He's going to go see his grandkids in Pennsylvania. But Pete, he sounded so frail, so old. And prior to me talking to him, prior to that, he didn't sound like that at all. So I think it kind of hit him really quick. Must have, because it was like a month, you know what I mean? And I knew he had problems. I know he had told me to, but damn, he sounded just so old. I was like, wow.
Yep.
He was a nice man. God, he knew a lot.
Yeah, no, sucked. He's a good dude.
He was a very good dude. Took a while to tell his story, but man, was he smart.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had to hang up on him a couple of times because his story was too long.
That was his. Hey, everybody's got their quirks. That was his, but damn, he was smart.
Okay,
well, we'll get through today, and that's about. Trisha is not here today, but I guess we can reach out to her via her phone or text, letting you know. Do you know if Marie's going to be in or she's off? Not that I know, but I was just curious.
I have no idea.
All right, I was just curious. All right, so I'm getting emails from my boss, so let me go.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.